terrorist weapons. Experts generally agree that there are five categories of possible terrorist weapons. The acronym C, B, R, N, E will help you remember the five categories. 1. Letter C. Chemical. 2. Letter B. Biological. 3. Letter R. Radiological. 4. Letter N. Nuclear. 5. Letter E. Explosives high yield. While this unit focuses on terrorism, it is important to remember that CBRNE incidents may occur accidentally, such as a chlorine tanker truck accident, or naturally, such as pandemic influenza. Another type of terrorist weapon is deliberate, large-scale disruption of computer networks. This is known as cyberterrorism. To help guard against cyberterrorism, it is important that computer users implement appropriate security measures. Chemical weapons. Unlike biological agents or nuclear materials, which are difficult to produce or purchase, the ingredients used to produce chemical weapons are found in common products and petrochemicals. Terrorists can turn these common products into lethal weapons. There are five categories of chemical weapons. 1. Blister agents. Blister agents cause blisters, burns, and other tissue damage. Exposure may be made through liquid or vapor contact with any exposed skin, inhalation, or ingestion. Blister agents include several families of chemicals, including mustard and Lewisite. The effects of blister agents may be similar to those experienced with riot control agents like tear gas, but do not clear upon movement into fresh air. In fact, the effects of most blister agents increase with time and may not reach their full impact for 12 to 18 hours. 2. Blood agents. Blood agents are absorbed into the bloodstream and deeper eye of blood cells of oxygen. Exposure may be made through liquid or vapor contact with any exposed skin, inhalation, or ingestion. Blood agents include two main families of chemicals, including hydrogen cyanide and cyanogen chloride. Those who are affected by blood agents may appear bluish across the nose and cheeks and around the mouth. As the symptoms of blood agents progress, the victim will convulse and lose consciousness. 3. Choking agents. Choking agents attack the lungs. Following exposure through inhalation, the lungs fill with fluid, which prevents oxygen from being absorbed by, and carbon dioxide from being removed from, the blood. Death results from lack of oxygen and is similar to drowning. Two common examples of choking agents are 1. Chlorine, and 2. Phasgene, a colorless poisonous gas made by the reaction of chlorine and carbon monoxide. 4. Nerve agents. Nerve agents affect the central nervous system. These agents act most quickly and are the most lethal of all chemical agents, acting within seconds of exposure. Victims of nerve agents experience constricted pupils, runny nose, shortness of breath, convulsions, and cessation of breathing. Sarin is an example of a nerve agent. 5. Riot control agents. Riot control agents cause respiratory distress and tearing and are designed to incapacitate rather than kill. Riot control agents cause intense pain, especially when in contact with mucous membrane in areas such as the eyes, nose, and mouth. Common riot control agents include tear gas and capsicum, also called pepper spray. The onset of symptoms that result from chemical weapons can range from immediate to 18 hours following exposure. Chemical weapons are considered a moderate risk. Biological weapons. Biological agents are found in nature and can also be manufactured. It is possible to weaponize biological agents so that they can be disseminated to affect broad segments of the population, animal populations, or crops. Some biological agents are contagious, but many are not. Routes of exposure for biological weapons are: A. Inhalation, B. Ingestion, C. Absorption. Many, but not all, biological agents take days or even weeks for their symptoms to appear. It is possible for a biological attack to occur and remain unnoticed for some time. Consequently, more people may be affected before it is clear that an attack has occurred. It is also possible for contagious biological agents to spread far beyond their initial point of contamination, as the daily routines of affected individuals broaden the reach of the agent far beyond the initial contamination area. Therefore, biological weapons are considered a high risk. Radiological weapons. Radiation is energy in the form of waves or particles given off during radioactive decay or as a consequence of certain physical processes that we can control. Examples of these are X-ray machines and particle accelerators. Radiation cannot be seen, smelled, or otherwise detected by normal senses. High doses or prolonged exposure to radiation can cause radiation sickness and possibly death. RDD. Radiation dispersal device. RDDs may be improvised explosive devices, also called dirty bombs, but can include non-explosive devices that could be used to spread radioactive material as well. It is not necessary to use a bomb to disperse radioactive materials. These materials come in solids, liquids, and powdered forms, which can be spread covertly. The major impact of a dirty bomb is produced by the blast. RDDs are considered to be a much higher threat because radiological materials are much easier to obtain than enriched nuclear materials, and the technology required to detonate an RDD is similar to that involved in detonating conventional explosives. Radiological materials are readily available in hospitals and other medical facilities, in university science laboratories, and in many products with commercial uses. Terrorists who would attack using an RDD would need relatively small amounts of radioactive material to make an effective device. As such, radiological weapons are considered a moderate to high risk. Nuclear weapons. A nuclear weapon is an explosive device that derives its destructive force from nuclear reaction. All nuclear devices cause deadly effects when exploded, including blinding light, intense heat, initial nuclear radiation, blast, fires started by the heat pulse, secondary fires caused by the destruction, and widespread radioactive material that can contaminate the air, water, and ground surfaces for miles around. A nuclear device can range from a weapon carried by an intercontinental missile launched by a hostile nation or terrorist organization, to a small portable nuclear device transported by an individual. Terrorists seeking to use nuclear weapons may try to obtain a nuclear warhead from within a country known to possess nuclear weapons, or they may acquire fissile material in order to make a much smaller nuclear bomb, known as an improvised nuclear device. A terrorist attack with a nuclear weapon would be much different from an attack with a conventional explosive device. The affected area would be much larger than in a conventional explosion, and debris and other usually harmless items would be contaminated. Due to radioactive contamination, there would be potential for physical injury and death to persons who were not injured in the initial attack. People may also become injured in the resulting damaged environment. The long-term health effects would be more difficult to ascertain and manage. Experts believe that the complexities of a terrorist group's obtaining a nuclear weapon and maintaining the tolerances that are required for the weapon to function make the use of nuclear weapons by terrorist groups a low risk. High-yield explosives. High-yield explosives are the most commonly used terrorist weapons because they are easy to get, easy to hide and activate, and they can cause extensive damage. While terrorists have used military munitions such as grenades, mortars, and shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles. Experts rate high-yield explosives in the form of improvised explosive devices as a greater threat. IED, improvised explosive device. IEDs include any device that is created in an improvised manner, incorporating explosives or other materials designed to destroy, disfigure, distract, or harass. Most bombs used by terrorists are improvised. The raw materials required for many explosives can be purchased commercially, for example, ammonium nitrate, which is also used as fertilizer, purchased from commercial blasting supply companies, or developed using readily available household ingredients. An IED may also contain chemicals as a means of increasing their damage potential. High-yield explosives are considered the highest risk when dealing with a potential terrorist attack. Assessing the risk. Although nuclear weapons present the highest impact, they are considered the lowest risk because of the difficulty in obtaining enough weapons-grade material, and the technical complexity of developing and maintaining the tolerances required for a nuclear device to detonate. Chemical and high-yield explosive devices are considered higher risk, but lower impact weapons. Biological weapons are considered both high-risk and high-impact weapons, but only for diseases that are highly contagious. Other types of biological weapons, for example, those requiring dispersal devices, and are considered a lower risk because of the sensitivity of the biological agents to heat, light, and shock. 8 Signs of Terrorism. We all have a responsibility to play an active role in keeping the country safe. Everyone should report to authorities anything they see that seems suspicious or out of place. The phrase "if you see something, say something" took on additional power after the foiled Times Square bomb plot in New York City. On May 1, 2010, street vendors in Times Square noticed a smoking SUV with its blinkers on, engine running, and no one inside. They decided to say something to a police officer. Thousands of people were cleared from the area while the bomb was dismantled. DHS, Department of Homeland Security. CELL, Center for Empowered Learning and Living. www.thecell.org. Through funding from DHS, CELL produced a video outlining the 8 warning signs that terrorist activity may be forthcoming. These signs are exhibited by potential terrorists, often in this order, and include 1. Surveillance. The targeted area is watched and studied carefully. This may include recording or monitoring activities. 2. Elicitation. Information is gathered that is specific to the intended target. This may be by mail, phone, or in person. 3. Tests of security. Local security measures are tested and analyzed, including measuring reaction times to security breaches or attempts to penetrate security. 4. Funding. Raising, transferring, spending money, which may include selling drugs or stolen merchandise, funneling money through businesses or charities. 5. Acquiring supplies. Necessary supplies are gathered to prepare the attack, including weapons or weapon components, transportation, and communications. Supplies may be purchased with cash only. 6. Impersonation or suspicious people who don't belong. People impersonating roles to gain access or information, and people who don't fit in or don't seem to belong in the location. 7. Rehearsal and dry runs. Groups or individuals will often operate test runs before the actual attack. 8. Deployment. The final and most urgent phase when terrorists are deploying assets and getting into position. Attack is imminent. Note: the presence of even a few of these signs may indicate the possibility of a terrorist attack. Although it is not the mission of CERT members to keep constant watch for these eight signs, everyone should be alert to changes in their environment as a clue to a possible terrorist attack and report suspicious activities to appropriate authorities.